AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A nightmare in New York. An out-of-control car plowed into a group of trick-or-treaters in the Bronx on Saturday evening, killing three people, including a 10-year-old girl, and injuring four others.
The police say that moments before the car jumped that sidewalk and struck the pedestrians, the police say that the man had crossed over a double yellow line in the road and bumped into the back of a Toyota Camry.
AP correspondent Michael Balsalmo reports no charges have been filed so far against the 52-year-old driver. A man marching down a street in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Saturday shot and killed three people before being fatally shot in a gun battle with police. A witness told KMGH-TV he followed the suspect after the first shooting.
He was walking. He stopped, saw the lady smoking a cigarette, and just fired, kept walking.
Searchers using high-tech sonars have discovered wreckage in the Bahamas, where a cargo ship disappeared in early October during a hurricane.
Experts aboard a Navy vessel contracted out for the search used very specialized sonar and made several passes over an area where the ship was last known to be. The El Faro is a cargo ship, a 790-foot cargo ship that went missing on October 1st in Hurricane Joaquin with 33 crew members aboard.
AP correspondent Bill Cormier reports the NTSB says investigators will now seek to survey the damage and confirm the identity of the wreckage, an effort that could start as early as Sunday. First in English, then in Spanish, the mother of a fallen Marine who shielded his comrades from an insurgent's grenade christened a new Navy missile destroyer in his honor Saturday in Bath, Maine. The Kansas City Royals roared back to beat the New York Mets 5-3 in Game 4 of the World Series. KC could take it all tomorrow night. This is AP Radio News. The cause of Saturday's crash of a Russian passenger plane in Egypt's northern Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board, including 25 children, is not known. But AP correspondent Merritt Kennedy reports Russia and Egypt are trying to determine the cause.
Egypt has launched an investigation of the incident, and officers from Russia's top investigative body are conducting searches and questioning employees at Metrojet's Moscow offices and the St. Petersburg tour agency that had contracted for the flight.
In the meantime, two major European airlines have announced they will stop flying over the area for safety reasons after a local affiliate of the extremist Islamic State group claimed it brought down the aircraft. Russia's transport minister dismisses that claim as not credible. The plane crashed 23 minutes after taking off from a popular Red Sea resort. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.